How many of you have struggled with the issue, as I have, of how to deal with bad facts in your cases? I know it's fashionable for speakers sometimes to say or imply they have cases that don't have bad facts in them, just a docket of great big cases, but I don't care how good you think the case is when it walks in the door. Every case you have in your docket has some kind of bad fact in it. You may have horrific injuries and good liability, but you may have contributory negligence, for instance. You may have an innocent victim. I've got a case right now where a guy was crunched by a truck, but he had a criminal record. He cleaned his act up about 7 years before the wreck, but that may, probably shouldn't, but could see the light of day in front of a jury. That's a bad fact I'm going to have to contend with in that case. How many of you think if the bad fact is coming in anyway, it's better more times than not that you put it in first? If it's a bad fact, it's going to be used against you. How many of you think that at least some of the time it's best to wait, that somehow you're dignifying it, magnifying it, increasing the harm, at least in some cases, when you talk about the bad fact first? A hand or two on that. How many of you don't know at all what I'm talking about because you're supposed to be in the Amway seminar and it's right over there? Always we have Amway people who somehow trickle into our seminars here. Let's talk for a minute about the mindset you're facing with the jurors. Jim Perdue talked about this at some length. What kind of mindset are you facing, whether you represent a plaintiff or a defendant, whether you're in a personal injury case or a commercial case? Let's begin getting at it this way. What book is this from? Many of you are going to recognize it. He crashed and was burned beyond recognition, but he should have known better than to lower the flaps, than to wait so long before lowering the flaps. He nosed over and dove straight into Chesapeake Bay. How could anybody be in such poor condition as to pass out that quickly from hypoxia? There are no accidents and no fatal flaws in the machines. There are only pilots with the wrong stuff.